Yes. Bless your name.
Amen.
You know what that says? This is what I've done for you.
Yes. That's right.
That's assurance in that. This is what I've done for you. Amen. This is what I've done for you. Amen. That's what he's saying in Ephesians when he said you're chosen in Christ. That's right. He said, this is what I've done for you. Amen. This is my plan for you. Amen. Thank God for that. Brethren, listen. People could have a whole lot more glory in their life if they'd just see what God did for them. Amen. They'd find out it ain't of them. It was a God work. It's a God work. Amen. It's a God work. I appreciate the good singing tonight. I'm going to read a few verses in the scripture in 1 John chapter 3. And I'm just going to say a few things. Everything's been done in a great way from the Spirit of God. And I surely want to follow Him. And really, the first man come into the world without being born,
right,
of a man's seed,
right,
and the second Adam or the last Adam come into the world without being born, right, of a man's seed.
Right.
You think about that, and think about God's plan and how God set these things up, and how they're not explained by man; it's done by God. In 1 John chapter 3, there's a lot of good verses here, but the Bible said in verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. And so here John's writing, and this looks like in that day, if you read the letters of these writers, they're writing about something that needs to be wrote. He just took a stab at something. It was ordained of God to write this under inspiration, that this was what they was facing in that day, when the Gnosticism and all the falseness of error was being taught, and the brethren, they didn't understand the truth of God. They didn't understand the, thank God that Christ was flesh. He did become a human. Amen. That's a miracle. Thank God that God took on a robe of flesh. Thank God to die for man. Thank God to save him. He became us, and he died for us, that we might have redemption. And so we find here in the scripture in verse 9, the Bible said, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now I understand and know tonight that there's a lot of things written in this Bible that you have to search out and find out exactly what God's saying in the context and what he says. And the Bible said, for his seed remaineth in him. It's his seed. Thank God that's in the believer. Now Peter said, being born again, not a corruptible seed. The word corruptible means it's perishable. It's going to perish. But incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We know that the new birth, thank God, is born again. That's what it is being born from above. It's being born by the Spirit. And we know this too, thank God. I'm just telling you, when you read this, and it says, his seed remaineth, or his seed stays, it's permanent. Amen. And listen, it was that seed, amen, thank God, of Abraham, amen, that God brought that promise, and that seed, thank God, was Christ. Amen. And ultimately, it was him that was born of the virgin, amen, and the seed of the Holy Ghost overshadowed her, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, thank God, and within her was the Son of God, and thank God he was born through the virgin's womb, amen, and he was holy, harmless, undefiled, thank God, the holy child without sin. Nothing, my friend, tonight, thank God, can be, amen, listen, can never accuse him of anything, even though the religious crowd accused him, amen, he was without sin, he was impeccable, he was holy, righteous, amen, that's right, amen, listen, thank God, the Bible said it remains remaineth in him, so his seed remains in him. The believer, them that's been born again. Amen. His seed's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the word of God. Amen. And we know that. We know tonight, thank God, that we have eternal life. And if there's any verse in the Bible, this is another one. Amen. That tells you that it is eternal. It's eternal life. It comes through the seed. Thank God that you've been born again by. This is not, my friend, a perishable seed, but it can't perish. It's a seed, thank God, that's been put in you. Amen. And if you look up this word, amen, the word is sperma. If you look it up, it was, thank God, the very seed of God that birthed you into the family of God, that made you holy. Amen. The eyes of God, friend. And listen, I have the seed within me. Listen, brethren, the Bible said in the Genesis 1, that seed was in itself, in the tree and in the grass and everything. The seed was in itself. Amen. Listen, thank God it was made that way. God made it that way. And therefore the seed's within itself. In fact, that man, that amen, that God put a seed within that man. Amen. That's why there's children in the world. Everything God does is through the seed. Amen. If you look at that tonight, if you go back to Genesis 1, amen, he put the seed within the man that he created, amen. And therefore, what was God's first command to them? He said to replenish the earth. And God multiplied. They can't multiply without the seed. Amen. The seed within him. And brethren, this goes back to Genesis 3:15. Thank God when he said it's her seed. Amen. Will bruise the head of the devil, friend. And it was, amen, his seed. He did have a seed. Now, I don't know how you won't look at that tonight, but I do believe this. And I know there's different beliefs on it. But I do believe that his seed, amen, was actually the Antichrist. In fact, not only Antichrist, but the Antichrist system. And listen, thank God, Jesus, amen, because of Calvary, amen, bruised the dominion or the head of Satan, amen. Therefore, he has no power over us. He has no grip on us. Amen. He deceives us if we allow him to deceive us. Amen. He aggravates us. But brethren, he can't do nothing unless God permits him to do it. And the only way we get in a mess is we get placed to him. But Jesus has already won the victory. Have you ever thought about this tonight? That there's life in you tonight. There's God in you tonight. Amen. The manifestated works of God come through us tonight. That's God in us. And brethren, tonight, thank God for that. When I say God made me a new creature, God made me a new man. Why? Because of the seed, amen, of being born again. Amen. Thank God for that. And so we see here in verse 10, he said, in this, what? Amen. Listen. Thank God, we live different than we did before we got saved. Hey, we don't live the same way. Amen. We don't follow the same path. Amen. We've got a new Lord. Amen. The Lord, thank God, is Jesus. And there's only one Lord and one faith and one baptism. And in fact, I think the faith is saving faith. It's his faith. Amen. Through the hearing of the word of God, we're born again by. And Paul said, I kept the faith. Thank God that what started in me, I kept the faith. Thank God that was my friend given to me in the salvation experience. One faith, one Lord, one baptism. And in my opinion, that's the baptism of the Spirit. Amen. For why did John make this statement? He said, for indeed I did baptize you with water unto repentance. But there's one coming mightier after me. Amen. Whose shoes I'm unworthy to loose. Who shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire? And I do believe, thank God, in water baptism. I tell you, I've been reading the book of Acts, and there's some things in here, brethren, that thank God. Amen. I've had to study twice on, amen, of how these some didn't even hear the Holy Ghost. They said, we only had John's baptism, but that's all the revelation they had. They didn't have no other revelation until the truth was spoke to them. And brethren, thank God they received the Holy Ghost. In fact, they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost and that's baptized. Amen. Listen tonight. Thank God, if you go back in your life, amen, there's something that's sowed in you, friend, and the Word has the power to do it. In fact, He said we sow the sower and what? The seed. Amen. The seed, amen, is powerful. The ground's what the problem is. And God has to prepare the ground. Amen. As Brother Dennis said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And that ground's got to be prepared. Amen. Listen, tonight I'm telling you this. And God, if the seed's going to get in good ground, it's got to be broke up. Amen. And wonder why David said, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, amen, it's the sacrifices of God. That's what accepts God. Is that seed in us, amen, had to be breaking our ground. In fact, thank God for it. Amen. It had to lodge, Brother Kevin. There had to be a lodging place for that seed to get into you. Amen. Listen. That's God's work. Amen. You listen. Thank God, if we're lost without God, and brother, the Holy Ghost has to deal with you and confront you and work in you to bring you, thank God, over that place of repentance. But that's a work of grace. That's a work of God. Amen. The seed. Amen. The Word of God. Listen. Thank God, all through this Bible. Amen. There's seeds in the Bible. Seed in the Bible. And when we look at this, there's seed of the righteous. Amen. That's right. The seed of the righteous. What is that? That's right living that God does in production of what He did in you. That's what's produced from what the seed does. There's something produced from what the seed does. It causes you to live this way. Amen. The sinning, thank God, I done was because of my friend of the sin. Amen. That I inherited from Adam. And because of sin I inherited. Amen. Listen. Adam was my representative and yours too. I do believe in original sin. And I do believe because of that, my friend, we're sinners. Amen. We have no choice in it. Thank God, even though we choose to do our own thing, we have no power to quit sinning. We have no power, thank God, my friend, to deliver ourselves from sin. That's why He's our hope tonight. Thank God, that's why He's our Lord tonight. It's because He's the one, thank God, that brought deliverance to me. Amen. And so we say tonight, thank God, by the first man Adam, amen, we have sinned, amen, in transgression against God's command, amen, and we're sinners, thank God, because we was in the lowest of the first man that represented us, that disobeyed God willfully, knowing that God said, don't take of the tree, and He took of it, and sin came upon us, thank God, friend, and therefore, because of Adam, amen, knowing, amen, to disobey God, that mankind became a sinner because of his action, amen. A lot of people don't believe that's true, though. He even said Levi paid tithes in the loins of Melchizedek. That's what he said. Amen. There we go again. Amen. That's why Christ represents me. Because, thank God, she said it tonight, testifying. Amen. Listen, election is a Bible word, and chosen is a Bible word, but it's unto salvation. Amen. We know that, thank God. Why do you think Peter said, make your calling and election sure? You don't know what you are till you're called. Amen. When you're called and you realize what God did. Amen. Some people don't know what God did. But brother, I'm telling you this. Had it not been God. Amen. But God, who is rich in mercy, wherewith His great love He loved us while we were dead in sin. And brethren, we was dead in sin. We couldn't get alive to God unless we've been quickened by the Spirit of the living God. And brother Joe, thank God today the Holy Ghost of God, thank God, so the Word in your heart. Amen. and brought that light in. Amen. The light of God shining in the heart of that darkness. Amen. Because, thank God, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. And there was light. And he divided the light from the day. I mean, the darkness. And he called one day and one night. That's just the way he set it up. It don't necessarily mean there that darkness is a representation of sin. But it does mean that there is a difference in light and darkness. And God had to shine the light in. Thank God that you might see, thank God, amen, who you are. And the quickening work of God, friend, the power. I can't explain it tonight, but I know I was made alive in Him. Thank God, and brethren, by cause of that, thank God, grace shined on me and came to me, amen, and gave me faith to believe. I thought today I ain't preaching for a profession. I'm preaching that faith might come to you, thank God, in your heart and believe upon Christ and be born again by the Spirit of God. Amen. That does that. Thank God, there'll be somebody say to you somewhere, what in the world happened to you? Amen. That's because of that, brethren, that we have salvation tonight. But he said here in 1 John, amen, there's the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whoever doeth not righteousness, is not of God. That's what he said. Amen, the righteousness that was been imputed to us, and not my having my own righteousness, because I can't produce it with sinful hands, that it's been given, amen, by Christ. Thank God, because of his personal gift, that he gave me salvation. Is the gift of God, and because of this righteousness been given to me, then forth I bring forth righteousness, because it's Him in me bringing it. Amen. Listen, you can't live the way you used to, thank God, and be satisfied. Amen. The flesh, my friend, still the flesh. It ain't saved yet. It is in the eyes of God, but it ain't in my eyes. I still wrestle with it, Brother Shank. I still have thoughts I wish I didn't have. It's just a warfare all the time. Amen. Listen. Thank God. You ever thought about this? Amen. The older you get as a man. Amen. Listen. The older you get as a man, the less probability is that you're going to have children. Amen. But that shows you the weakness of man. But brethren, listen. The older the church gets, amen, the more power it ought to have. Amen. The seed comes through the preached word. The seed comes through. Thank God through the church, and the church is the power of has the power of the keys of the gospel to preach the gospel, and through the gospel, thank God, the seed is sown, and that's why he said, "Bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Amen. That means to me tonight, this is just a biblical truth. It's just through the Bible, and if you get a hold of it, you can have a good life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall also reap. That's just the truth, brother. Now, some people don't believe it, but it's true. And it's just not for doing wrong. People talk about this. Somebody gets caught doing something wrong, and they say they get what they deserve. Brother, if I got what I deserved, it done put me in hell. Buddy, I'm telling you, I was talking this afternoon. I had to repent. I said, God have mercy. I don't want to pass no judgment and have to reap judgment. Amen. Everything God has told me, if I do it, I'm going to reap. Ain't God things as eternal in the blessings of God. But brethren, if I sow to the flesh, if I sow to my friend them things, I'll reap them things. That's just the truth. You're sowing something every day you live in this life, brethren. And I'm telling you this. Tonight, if you sow, thank God, to the goodness of God, amen, and what God has done for you, and brother, that's what you'll reap in life. You want to know, I ask this question, I'm just being flat honest as I can be. Why don't we see more from God? Why don't we see, thank God, a more of a manifestation of God? Why don't we see more prayer answers? Amen. Why don't we see these things? And brethren, listen, I just believe in my own life. It's just the flesh. Amen. It's carnality. Amen. Are you hearing me? I can use this illustration right now. And brethren, thank God I studied this morning, read the Bible. Thank God me and God had good fellowship. I took a little lunch break and I come back and I sat down and I had a few words on my mind. And brethren, the Holy Ghost was helping me. And all of a sudden I hit that, thank God, that little thing on the computer and looked up some ball scores. And when I did, the Holy Ghost, he just sort of went aside. And I begged God. I said, Lord God, I know that's carnal and it really don't matter about it. And God, I don't feel what I felt. And I'm telling you, brethren, are you hearing me? Thank God, we're going to have to walk in the Spirit. And we can't detour from it. Thank God, if we're going to listen, that word abide means remain. And when we don't remain where he is and live in him, I know that we're weak and we do things well. Not God knows that. But there is a way with him and there's a place with him. And a man can get there tonight if he wants it. Instead of playing games with him and playing religion and just get to God and get some help from him and let the Holy Ghost humble us and do something for God while we can. Amen. Have mercy on us. God have mercy. I hope your thoughts ain't this. But spirituality ain't coming to a meeting three times a week. That's part of it. But brethren, it's more than that. It's getting up with him and going to bed with him. It's living with him and walking with him every day. Amen to God. And listen, I'm not no better than anybody else. I know God has helped me. And I'm telling you, God's a dealt with me. And brethren, I want help from him. I want to live serve him. I want the next generation to serve him. I want Jacob to get born again. I want to see somebody, thank God. Amen. Say, I'm going to God. Amen. I tell you, brother, listen. I was reading about old Peter going to Cornelius. And God said, I told him to show up. And he said, you go with him. And this is what he said. Nothing doubting. Amen. That's right. You know why he said that? Thank God, because he knew I was going down. Amen. And brother, I'm telling you this tonight. If we had prayed by faith and live in the power and believe God, there'd be more things God would do for us. And God, if we stay with him and live in that, what he birthed us in the family of God for, amen. That's right, praise God. Amen. I was wondering about them creeping things over there. Brother Hobson, now, I mean, I was reading that today and I was reading Acts and I thought about, boy, I don't know how that marks up with it. But in that Acts chapter number 10 and 11, he said he saw in a vision. And boys, I tell you, he said all manner of four-footed beasts of earth, wild beasts of creeping things, fell to the earth. And they came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so, Lord. And then he got over there in Romans chapter number 1. And he said over there in Romans 1, maybe y'all got some answers for me. Amen. And it said he changed the glory of corruptible, uncorruptible God into an image like the what? Corruptible man. And the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That's the same thing that he told Peter, talking to Peter about. And you know what I come to the conclusion of? They left the image of God, my friend. That's an idolatry. That's what they did. And what he was saying was, if them old heathen Gentiles are a bunch of idolaters, and God, they're unclean. And God said, no, I've cleansed them. Amen. That's right. He said, you go down there and you preach. Thank God to them. And Cornelius got his whole house together. Amen. And Peter went down there to tell them how to be saved. And brethren, he preached the remission of sin through the risen Lamb. And brethren, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And they spake with tongues. And man, thank God, identified to them Hebrews that they had the Holy Ghost. And brethren, he said, they fell on them like he fell on us. And God, he said, they got the same thing. Amen. Brethren, he broke the barrier. Thank God, brother, he broke it. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, brother, he went down and preached. But there was something going on back there. Thank God, that little Italian band. And brethren, when he got there and preached, thank God, the power fell on a friend. And they believed. I'm telling you, it wasn't no idolatry no more. Thank God, it was Jesus. Amen. And brethren, he preached the word of God. And brethren, listen. Thank God, the same Holy Ghost that fell on them, he fell on us. Amen. Thank God for that. Buddy, I'm telling you, he's a stranger.
the people today. That's right. He's a stranger to churches today. He's a stranger. We've already got it figured out, boys. We ain't got nothing figured out. Amen. I do my best in my heart, I promise you. I'll try to follow God. That's why I call on people on the edge of it. Amen. The people didn't know they were singing tonight. I didn't tell one of them. A brother and I try to go with what comes to me, what I feel like the Holy Spirit wants in a service. I'm not saying I hit it every time, but I do sometimes. And I'm telling you this tonight, He is the one, thank God, to be the leader of this church. Christ is the head. I'm just one of you. Amen. Listen, I'm the pastor. But brother, I'm telling you what, thank God, there's, thank God, other men here can preach. Amen. There's, thank God, ladies that can sing and testify. And brother, it's a whole body deal. Amen. And listen, it's just not one man. It's Jesus. He's the one man. But brother, tonight, thank God, He wants you to get in on it. Hey, God, what'd she say tonight? She said, amen. When the man testified, hey, God, the Holy Ghost used it. You sit there, listen. I'm about to say something, and I'm going to close her out. There's power in what you say in the truth. Don't sit there with your mouth quiet when God has given you something to edify the body and sow amongst the church and edify the church. Thank God, there's power in the spoken word. Amen. Right. You don't speak it, you ain't listen. I ain't a charismatic, but praise God, they got some truth in some of the stuff they say. They just misuse it. There is a spoken word. There's a word of wisdom. He said He gave gifts, and there's a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge in that script. If they ain't right, thank God, cut it out. It's true, but it's a spoken word. It's something you speak. That's where the seed's sown.
Yes,
sir. Mamas, pray out loud with your children.
Yes, sir.
If you come pray silent, pray by yourself. I don't pray silent. God, I do sometimes because my mind in meditation and prayer. But I'm talking about if I'm about, thank God, I tell you, I've told you this before, I've sat in my room floor and just start talking to God out loud. Amen. I say, Lord, You're the best. I mean, I love You. Thank God for You loving me, Lord. I bless Your good, high, and holy name for who You are. Amen. But the church has become a silent, so silent today. And there is a time to be silent. It's good sometimes for the God of heaven to silence us. Amen. There's no noise, no spoken word. Amen. But remember what it said in the book of Samuel. There was no spoken word in that day. There was no vision in that day. Amen. There wasn't no seer. There wasn't nothing spoke. Hey, God, the Samuel come along. And God says, tell Eli this. Amen. And brother, he went and done it. Amen. And listen tonight. That's where the power is. Amen. That's right. Brother, listen, thank God it gets to a man's heart, but the sowing of it. And God, you sow things to your youngins. You ain't going to teach them everything in one night. You're not going to teach the church everything. It's a here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen, son. Thank God. I don't even remember what I preach Sunday. Amen, sometimes. But I know the Holy Ghost said I bring all things to your remembrance. What did it do? Thank God to pull up. Nathaniel and them sung, thank God I'm free.
Yes, sir.
Monday evening I walked out to the mailbox. And when I took a step off the front porch, it hit my heart. And I started singing, thank God I'm free, free, free from this. Well, what was it sowed at, brother? What was it sowed? How's faith coming? By hearing, isn't it? Hearing by the word of God. How are they going to believe? Brother Hobson, thank God. Why do you believe God's a man? Because you've heard it. You've heard it, brother.
Right.
Amen. You've heard it. You've read it. Amen. Especially you've heard it. Amen. How's these little old children that come to Sunday school, Brother Keith, and they sit in Sunday school. This little old girl here, I mean, she picks up more of what people think. Amen. That's right, son. She goes, they said, where'd she go to church at? I mean, where'd she learn these songs at? Amen. You know why? She heard it, Brother Joe. She heard it. Amen. If they don't never hear it, how are they going to believe it? How shall they hear without a preacher when it comes to preaching the word? But what about a church body that thank God's got a word? Amen. You sit here and just contain it. That seed yet no barn of your heart, and you don't get it out, and the seed's got to be sown, thank God, to bring forth fruit. Brother, tonight, if you want some fruit, thank God, you got to plant something, amen. That's right, thank God, I don't know where all it got, but brother, I'm telling you this, thank God, the seed remaineth in me. His seed remaineth in me. And I cannot sin. I can't live the way I used to. Amen. Why? Because his seed remaineth in me. You'd have a right to doubt me, praise God, if I lived 10 years backslid on God. That's right. Where's the seed that was in me, that remains in me, that caused me to produce righteousness? I don't mean a man can't get sideways. Brother, if you don't think you can, you will. But I'm telling you this. Brother, I don't want to. Amen. I don't want to. I want to be in such a good shape that if Brother Shank called me tonight, or Brother Keith called me tonight, or whoever in here called me tonight and said, "Preacher, I really need to get a prayer through, and I want you to pray with me." I'd want to be able to be right in connection and take off praying right then and pray. I wouldn't want to have to say, "Wait a minute, I got to go get right with my wife. I talked ugly to her." Amen. Oh, Lord, I ain't got no connection. I would rather have that connection because I know in righteousness is in my heart. And that's the way I want to live my life. Thank God that the Holy Ghost might live through me. Amen. Well, I appreciate you hearing the word. Appreciate you being here. Let's stand tonight. Amen.